Finding your element. How to discover your talents and passions and transform your life. Authors Ken Robinson and Lou Arcona. What is your element? Being in your element is about doing something that feels so completely natural to you, that resonates so strongly with you, that you feel that this is who you really are. There are plenty of people who live their lives in their element, and they feel they are doing exactly what they were born to do. However, there are many who don't. Consequently, they don't really enjoy their lives. They endure them, and they wait for the weekend. The element is where natural aptitude meets personal passion. So if you're frustrated that you don't know what your real talents and passions are, this is the perfect timing to start your journey of finding your element. It's a quest worth undertaking. The importance of finding your element. Finding your element is vital to understanding who you are and what you're capable of being and doing with your life. Many people lack purpose in their lives. The evidence of this is everywhere, in the sheer numbers of people who are not interested in the work they do, in the growing numbers of students who feel alienated by the education system, and in the rising use everywhere of antidepressants and painkillers. Probably the harshest evidence is how many people commit suicide every year, especially young people. These days, it's probable that you will have various jobs and even occupations during your working life. Where you start out isn't likely where you will end up. In times of economic downturn, this is more important than ever. If you know what your element is, you're more likely to find ways to make a living at it. An organisation with staff that's fully engaged is far more likely to succeed than one with a large portion of its workforce detached, cynical, and uninspired. Three elemental principles. Finding your element is a highly personal and often surprising process. The process itself is based on three elemental principles that apply to everybody. Principle number one. Your life is unique. Your life is unique in the whole of history. No one has ever lived your life before, and nobody else ever will. Our own lives are shaped by the cross currents of our personalities and the circumstance in which we live. When communities create shared ideas, values, and patterns of behaviour, they create a culture. What you make of what lies within you is affected by the culture you're part of. The decisions you make and that others make for you all influence the paths you take or turn away from. That's why finding your element means reflecting on your own cultural circumstances, on the opportunities for growth that you want and need now. Principle number two, you create your own life. Whatever your history or circumstances, you should never feel locked in by what has happened up to you until now. It's often said that you cannot change the past, but you can change the future. In imagination, you can enter other people's inner worlds and try and see with their eyes and feel what they're feeling. You can empathise, anticipate the future and bring it about. These powers of hindsight, empathy and foresight are among your best resources in shaping and reshaping your own life. Principle number three, life is organic. The reason why it's hard for you to predict your life is that life isn't linear, it's organic. Your life is a constant process of improvisation between your interests and personality on one hand and circumstance and opportunities on the other. Many of the opportunities you have in your life are generated by the energy you create around you. Find your element means exploring new paths and possibilities in yourself and in the world around you. What are you good at? One reason that so many people haven't found their element is that they don't know what their aptitudes are. Aptitudes have to do with biological constitution. They are the natural talents that you were born with. You've probably found in your life that some things you do come easily to you and others don't. Here we have to differentiate between aptitudes and abilities. While aptitudes are part of your raw potential, abilities can often require a considerable amount of education and apprenticeship to develop. Just because you have a natural proclivity towards something doesn't mean you'll automatically be an expert at it. When they define themselves by something, they're usually identifying abilities. Being in your element takes both aptitude and ability. It involves finding your natural talents and honing them in practice. It's a union of nature and nurture. Where's your passion? Aptitudes matter, but passion often matters more. If you love something, you'll be constantly drawn to get better at it. There are broadly two types of motivation, external and internal. You may do something because of external demands, or you may do something because you have strong internal motivation. We achieve our best when we have strong internal motivations. Perhaps you do need some aptitude for what you want to do, but passion is what makes the real difference. Mastering takes time and effort. You should be inspired by those who are further down the road than you are, not discouraged by how far you've got to go. If you love what you do, you should enjoy the journey of improvement and not be frustrated by having to make it. This is how you find your element. One of the most important things you can do as you try and find your element is to pay careful attention to your emotional states, your happiness. Focusing only on happiness is too narrow. Happiness should be seen as part of a larger concept of well-being. Well-being has 5 measurable elements: career, social, physical, financial, and community. We don't see the world or ourselves directly, but through veils of ideas, feelings, and values. Some people find their element easily and without resistance. Others have to push hard against their own attitudes. Sometimes, if you don't see barriers, they're not really there. Where's your tribe? There's no one in the world precisely like you, nor is there anyone else in the world living your life. However, there may be many people who share your interests and passions. Part of being in your element is finding out what world you want to be in and what sort of culture you enjoy and who your tribes are. Connecting with people who share your element can have tremendous benefits for you and for them. Living a life of passion and purpose. The gift of being human is that we have deep creative resources, and from these we can continuously transform our lives if we choose. Whether you aim to change the world or the world within you, the limits are set as much by your imagination as current circumstances. Recognizing and honoring your own dreams and the conditions you need to fulfill them are essential to becoming who you can be. Finding your own element won't guarantee that you'll spend the rest of your life in constant unbroken state of pleasure and delight. It will give you a deeper sense of who you really are and of the life that you could and maybe should live. The critical fact is to make a move and tune into yourself and be open to where your spirit may be pointing.